So we got to the ground about half an hour before kickoff, took our seats about 20 minutes before. And then, I mean, actually, we were walking, before we got into the ground, we walked past the megastore and we heard a call for the safety manager to contact the tannoy announcer, and got to the ground, took our seats, and the next thing you know, we heard code red, which obviously didn't sound very good. And then we saw the north stand and the west stand being evacuated fully. I have to say it was done very efficiently and quickly, but obviously at this point people were beginning to wonder what was going on. And then over the tannoy you were hearing just to be told to remain in our seats, but people were quickly going on Twitter, and then you could obviously find out what was going on. But once people realised the game was abandoned, you know, we were sort of allowed to leave our seats, and it was a, to be fair, it was a really smooth evacuation. Got to give full credit to the staff and also to the fans. You know, nothing bad happened from it, which is always good to see. No one rushing out, no one panicking. But obviously, yeah, it was a strange day, really, not going up to see the game. But from now on, you'll be having to get to the ground a lot earlier, and I think with the FA Cup final round the corner, I think there'll be some very tight security measures going on now to avoid having to call off another game, really.
Yeah, and was there a big police presence there from the start of the game, from the onset, or did it kind of...
No more than usual. Nothing seemed very unusual when we walked in. And, obviously when we were still remaining in our seats, we saw the sniffer dogs were come out. But we knew by this point on Twitter that there were threats of a bomb scare and whatnot. But to be fair to all the fans, everyone remained pretty calm, which is always more, you know, it's always helpful to cooperate in these situations, even if it is a bit daunting. But I think, to be honest, you have to say the staff and everyone there made sure that everyone's mind were at rest. So fair play to them, really. But it is obviously worrying that they've managed to be able to deploy that sort of scare tactic, if you like. So, but I think, you know, with the Euros around the corner, we all know that I think if you're going through Euros this summer, I think, you know, you'd be stupid to not have in the back of your mind that there are these worries. But, you know, I think if you don't go to football games because you worry about terrorism, as blunt as it sounds, you're letting terrorism win. So whatever happened today, don't let it put you off going to games in the future, is the message I would bring across. Because I think if you have examples of how it was run today, I think we can definitely rely on the safety of the team and all the stewards who put in tireless work at the match day. So I think, you know, it'll be fine.